Welcome to Accounting 101, Episode 1, Assets, Liabilities, Equity, Revenue, and Expenses, ELRI. Accounting 101 to me is about three main things. It's about learning the five types of accounts, which are assets, liabilities, equity, revenue, and expenses, as well as their contra accounts, which we'll discuss in a later episode. Two, identifying the type of accounts being affected in a transaction and whether you want to increase or decrease each account. And three, whether to debit or credit each account to get your desired result. A journal entry is how you record a transaction. A journal entry must always, always have an equal number of debits and credits. Debits are made on the left side of the ledger, and credits are made on the right side of the ledger. When you think debit, you should think left side. When you think credit, you should think right side. When you actually write a journal entry on a piece of paper, you write each account being affected and the amount. The debit line will be above the credit line, and the credit will be indented below the debit. So picture it this way. Let's say cash is being debited. We'd write down cash, and then a few inches to the right of that, we would write our debit amount, let's say $100. Our credit account, which we will say is revenue, will be directly below cash and will be indented as if you hit the tab button on your keyboard. And that amount will also be $100, which will appear on the same row as revenue, only further to the right of our first $100 amount. And of course, below it, because it is on the revenue line, whereas that first $100 is on the cash line. So you will see your debit of cash, and right below that, you'll see your revenue indented, and on each row, you will have $100. You should then be able to draw a vertical line between those two $100 amounts, and the amount for cash will be on the left side of that line, and the amount for revenue will be on the right side of that line. That is your debit column on the left, and that's your credit column on the right. If you are also using my written introduction, you can look for how you would write down a journal entry at the top of page 2. I would also like to point out that you will see debit abbreviated as DR, and you will see credit abbreviated as CR. As I stated earlier, the five primary types of accounts are assets, liabilities, equity, revenue, and expenses. You should just go ahead and start remembering that as the acronym ALRI, because that's how I'm going to be referring to the accounts moving forward. And the hyphen between the ALE and the RE is to denote the difference between the three accounts that are on the balance sheet, assets, liabilities, equity, and the two accounts that are on the income statement, revenue and expenses. Again, if you are using the written introduction, you should look at the image that's in the middle of page 2. The first type of account is assets. This is the stuff we own, and when I say we, let's pretend that we're a company, and that's the perspective that I will be explaining the transactions that we are going to be doing during this podcast, as if we're writing up the books for our company. And that's the perspective that you should be observing transactions from as you determine how to treat them in your accounting class. Assets can be land, cash, equipment, buildings, automobiles, office furniture, stocks, accounts receivable, loans due to you from other people, goodwill, and anything else that the company might own. The second type of account are liabilities. Liabilities are the opposite of assets. This is the stuff you owe other people. This includes accounts payable, loans you owe, credit card debt, unearned revenue for money that you've collected but you've not performed the services yet, and any other items that you might owe to another person or entity. The third type of account is equity. Equity is the book value that you have in your company. Equity is calculated by taking your assets minus your liabilities. An easy way to think about equity is to think about a car loan or a house loan. So if you purchase a house for $500,000 and you still owe $300,000 on your mortgage, $500,000 less $300,000, your equity would be $200,000. You might see equity called owner's equity, partner's equity, or shareholder's equity on a balance sheet, and that depends on the type of entity that is being presented, but it's all the same thing. For corporations, you will see paid in capital accounts, retained earnings accounts, and treasury stock accounts. But we can deal with all of that in a later episode. Distributions are also part of equity, and this is when the owner takes money out of the company, but not through payroll. And we will cover distributions in a separate episode. The fourth type of account in ALRI is revenue. And it's the first one after the hyphen, meaning that it is on the income statement. Revenue consists of the sales of goods or services that you make to your customers. You only recognize revenue when you perform the service or make the sale. As I stated previously, if you have not earned the revenue by performing your end of the deal, you would increase an unearned revenue account to track that, which is a liability, rather than increasing your revenue account. I should also note here that there are two main methods of accounting, accrual and cash, and that affects when you recognize revenue and expenses, but I'm not going to get into those methods of accounting right now. The last primary type of account are expenses. Expenses are on the income statement as well, and these are costs that you incur to run your business. This includes paying salaries, rent, utilities, insurance, automobile expenses, and any other legitimate costs to run your business. Cost of goods sold is an expense item that you're going to run into quite a bit, and these are the direct costs to your revenue. For example, if we were to make chairs, the materials that we're using to make our chairs, the wood, the wages that we pay our employees that are making the chairs, and any other direct costs related to the chairs are going to be included in what's called cost of goods sold. Revenue minus cost of goods sold equals gross profit. You'll be dealing a lot more with cost of goods sold in cost accounting and some other more advanced courses in accounting. The main thing I want you to take away from this episode is remembering ALRI, ALRE, and I want you to know what each letter in ALRI stands for, and that there's a hyphen separating AL and RE, and that this denotes the three items on the balance sheet and the two items on the income statement. The other things that I would like you to take away from this episode are that a journal entry must always have an equal number of debits and credits. It doesn't matter how many accounts are being affected, the debits and credits are still going to equal each other. The third thing I want you to take out of this episode is that debits are on the left and credits are on the right. If you understand those concepts, you're ready for the next episode. If you don't, I recommend re-listening to this or researching other sources until you understand this, and then move forward. So that's all for episode one. Please join me for the next episode, where we will go into the debits and credits and how they affect each of these types of accounts.